The title of this message is The Importance of Loving Yourself. And the scripture is taken from Luke chapter 10, verse 27, which says, "So he answered and said, 'You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.'" The thing about this scripture is that it does not say anything about loving yourself, but it implies that God takes it for granted that you love yourself. And furthermore, how you should love yourself is the same parallel how you're going to love your brother or sister or neighbor in the Lord. Not only that, it's the same parallel how you're going to love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. The importance of loving yourself must be based on the consciousness of God's love to you in Christ. You can only begin to love yourself by having an awareness of God's love for you. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God so loved the world means God so loved you and God so loved me that he gave his Son as a sacrifice for our sins. Now, the moment you understand and believe this is the moment that the manifestation of God's love will begin to embrace you like he embraced the prodigal son, as stated in Luke chapter 15, verse 20, which says, "And he, the prodigal son, arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him." This is when you begin to love yourself, as you allow the Holy Spirit to fill you. Your love for God, your love for yourself, and your love for your neighbor will increase. The more you're conscious of God's love for you, the more loving you will become towards him, others, and yourself. You see, the simple fact is, you don't love yourself before you love others. You love yourself so that you can begin to love others. In loving yourself, you will start to let go of your fears and your complexes as you become aware of the extent of God's love for you. Initially, God loved mankind so much that he created us in his image. In Genesis 1, verse 26 to 28, we read, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.' So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.'" In other words, he has created you out of the same spiritual substance as himself. In doing so, he has given you the power to call those things that are not as if they were, as written in Romans 4, verse 17. This is the power of faith. Not loving yourself is as a result of not praising and thanking God for everything, to include that you are wonderfully made, as stated in Psalm 139, verses 13 to 18, which says, "For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you." Not loving yourself fully also opens the way for demonic attacks against you. This is what happened to such a man who you can read about in Luke chapter 10, verse 30 to 35, which says, "Then Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a certain priest came down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise, a Levite, when he arrived at the place, came and looked and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, 'Take care of him. And whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you.'" Note that this man was on the road going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. This signifies the road of deterioration, leaving the place of high praises and thanksgiving and heading towards a non-existent relationship with God. A deterioration in his prayer life, in his giving of praises and thanks to God, which was as a result in him not loving himself through becoming out of touch with God. When you don't love yourself, it is as a result of not being thankful to God for the life he has given you. You are not satisfied with what you have and who you are in Christ, to the extent that you stop praising, thanking, or praying to him as you should. As a result of this, the man in this story fell among thieves. In other words, demons. They stripped him of his clothes, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. The clothes he was stripped of are symbolic of the spiritual clothing you were given when you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You read about such spiritual clothing in Isaiah 61, verse 10, which says, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Yes, some of the clothes you are given, the garments of salvation, comprise of the spiritual ability to pray to God, to give thanks to God, to praise God, to worship Him. When you fail to do these things, it is as a result of not loving God for what He has done for you. Such deterioration in your spiritual life opens the door for Satan and his demons to strip you of the garments of salvation and the robe of righteousness. However, God is merciful and comes to you to bind up your wounds, like the Good Samaritan did to the man who was on the road from Jerusalem to Jericho. This man was given another chance to love the Lord. If you are on a downward trend in your spiritual life and you've been stripped of your spiritual clothes, beaten and bruised, this message has come to cleanse your wounds and to soothe them with oil, that you might learn to praise God and thank Him for everything, to include that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Don't forget it. God loves you and takes it for granted that your consciousness of His love enables you to love yourself. God bless you, Pastor Philip.